And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He was a Minnesota Twin catcher from 1971 to 1976. He went on to coach and manage in the minors for many years after his playing days for the Twins as well. Phil Roof joins us. 78-year-old Phil Roof, correct, Phil?
Glad to be here. Thanks, Neil.
You all right? Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell the fans what you're up to nowadays.
Well, each spring tournament, the Minnesota Twins invite me back to the big league camp, and I help out. I help with the equipment. I throw batting practice. I hit fungos. I'll do whatever they want me to do, and I enjoy being part of it.
All right. Hey, we'll talk career success when we come back.
If you are a farmer or property owner, your next phone call could save you hundreds of thousands of tax dollars. If you're considering selling, we can show you how to exchange your property for passively owned real estate investments with a potential lifelong income stream, and most importantly, with complete tax deferral. I'm Brent Lee at Landowner Exchange, the Midwest resource for 1031 and 1033 exchanges. Learn more at landownerexchange.com or call toll-free at 833-LANDOWNER. That's 833-LANDOWNER.
Swing into summer with a grand slam of fun. Join the Souris Valley Saberdogs starting May 24th for a whole lot of family fun entertainment. Between hosting the 2019 Expedition League All-Star Game, premier national entertainment acts, and weekly and nightly promotions, the Saberdogs offer fun for all ages. Come on out to award-winning Corbett Field and be part of the fun. Single game tickets are on sale now. Get your tickets at tickets.sourisvalleysaberdogs.com or call 701-839-9100. Saberdogs baseball. When it comes to fun, the sky's the limit.
We're with Phil Roof. And Phil, what was the highlight of your coaching and managing career in the minors?
Well, the minor leagues guys came through our system was Joe Meyer, Justin Morneau, Torrey Hunter. These guys all went on to big league career. Mike Adair was another one. They were students, young students that come through our system, and they learned how to play the game and how to play to win games. And they're an asset to this organization even now as a retired player.
Now a couple of tough ones. Who was the best pitcher you ever caught?
Well, Sam McDowell had the greatest stuff. Jim Cott and Catfish Hunter had the best control.
Who was the toughest pitcher you ever faced as a batter?
Sam McDowell, Mel Stolimar. I was 1-for-12 off of Mel Stolimar. 1-for-12 seasons. I only got one hit off him. He was tough. He had a high three-quarter delivery, but he had movement on the ball. It seemed I couldn't pick it up.
Hey, Phil, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Continued success here and helping the team out even in retirement, and really enjoy the smile on your face down here.
Thanks, Neil. You're welcome.
All right, Phil Roof with us, everybody. That concludes this edition. Hey, if you missed one, check us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Landowner Exchange and by the Souris Valley Saberdogs. When it comes to fun, the sky's the limit.